Joining us down at ice level, the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, congratulations on your fifth sweep of the season.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Kelly. It wasn't pretty. Gren gave us all a heart attack there at the end of the game, but you know what? We'll take it. We'll take it. It was just real proud of our effort. Played 120 really solid minutes this weekend, and to come away with 6 points is always huge. So,
very impressive on the penalty kill today. I mentioned to Lauren Miller during the second intermission, she had 4 blocks on that penalty kill in that second period when Huber was in the box, and it takes a lot to put your body out in front and not. And she didn't flinch, and kudos to her. And of course, while even Abilich was also on the in the penalty box, she had to fill in there too. So looking good out there for Lauren Miller.
No question. You know, Lauren and Stephanie. Obviously, Tugi, Citro, they did a great job. Those forwards and, you know, all the defensemen that were out there, no question, it was a key. And Tugi scores a short-handed goal, so there's no question that the special teams played a huge part in this game.
Tugas and Anderson speeding up the ice on that short-handed goal. Tugas, I was trying to find the stat while we were at break, but I couldn't find it. I know she's had quite a few short-handed goals in her career. She can be awfully dangerous. Those two with their two speeds, as fast as they are awfully dangerous out there on the ice during a penalty kill, aren't they?
Oh, they really are. You said it. It's, you know, speed kills, and that's, you know, you saw obviously the goal, but they had a great two-on-one, actually a couple of them. And, you know, that's just the type of players they are. If there's a loose puck, they get a chance, they're gone.
And for Caitlin Tugas, that was her second special teams goal of the weekend. Of course, she had the power play goal yesterday, and now a shorthanded goal. She really has lit it up lately, hasn't she?
She has. You know what? I like I said yesterday, I thought she was the best player on the ice, and she certainly was awful close again today. Just a real special player, and that was a game changer, and it turned out to be the game winner, so that was pretty cool.
Your line of Whitney Wavoda, Lauren Miller, and Summer Thibodeau had a couple of good shifts and some good looks out there as well. I thought for sure they were going to do something there in that third period when they came flying up the ice. But, you know, what you've done with the lines, are you going to keep them that way? They obviously are clicking.
Well, you know, that's why, you know, you work hard in practice. And like I say, you know, you get rewarded by how you work in practice. And you know, that right now those lines certainly look good. There's good chemistry, I thought. I thought Lauren Miller was outstanding all weekend again, and you know, Summer and Whitney, I think, compliment her. You know, Summer's so hard on pucks, she does a great job forechecking, and I thought she did a great job for us today. But Cicely Nelson's another one that is pushing hard to get more playing time, and I thought Riley Fawcett did a real nice job. And I talked about Janessa Filipczyk yesterday and then Megan Leshenko today. You know, they step in, they play hard, they play their roles, and as coaches, that's all we can ask. And it just makes our decisions tough, but... You know, we got to work hard in practice. That's why we got to make those decisions.
Well, it also makes your job easy in some sense because you know you've got players you can go to from the bench if needed.
No question. That's what makes a good team. It's every single player in the lineup that has an opportunity. Everybody's contributed this year, so that's been great.
Coach, your team keeps making history. Ninth game at home this season ties a program record for most home wins, and also now with. The 16th win, your second best program record. You got to be feeling good about what's happened so far here, and obviously the future looks great for this Beaver squad.
Well, certainly credit goes all, you know, goes to all the girls, Kelly. And I thought it was fitting that you know, Brittany gets a shout out tonight when she sets a new record for most wins in a season by a goalie, and you know she broke a legend's. A record, you know. Tom Tkovich was, you know, our one and only All-American, and Britt as a sophomore breaks that record, so that's pretty special. But you know, it's a team game, and she'd be the first one to tell you she would credit her team and everything this group's doing. They're doing it together. That's what's been most fun.
You've got another road trip next weekend. You head to Minnesota State to take on the Mavericks. What will this week of practice look like for you guys?
Well, again, another real big week coming up. But you know, you win 2 games on the weekend, you get a victory Monday, and that's what we're gonna have. We'll take Monday off and give them all a break. But we'll have certainly two real spirited practices Tuesday, Wednesday. Jump on the bus, get down to Mankato. We'll have another practice down there Wednesday and get a game day skate in Friday. We'll be ready to go Friday night.
Coach, congratulations again on the sweep, and enjoy a great week of practice.
Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate it.